Over the weekend, in the long, I was off for 2-3 days, nice. Paul in court. And, you know, you look at it, folks, and you say, well, there's this issue, that issue, 4, 5, 8 Zach Cohen issues in Congress. No, there's only one issue. Paul, let's get some real perspective here. They're dropping migrants off now in New Jersey because they can't drop them off in New York. Yep. I think that's news. That's
news.
That's reported. Do you have any idea where they're doing this in?
Some train stations kind of in North Jersey, assuming that these folks can then hop on a train and get into New York City. That's kind of
the, okay, the so plan. That's the update here in the immediacy of New York. Good morning to all of you on WBBR in New York. Zach Cohen joins us from Washington on the immediacy of our border crisis. How immediate is it, Zach Cohen, for our senators and our members of Congress?
Well, one of the things they're going to have to do when they get back next week is maybe come up with some sort of deal to address not just border security, but the aid for Ukraine and Israel that's been tied in with it over the last couple of months. We're waiting to hear from senators and negotiators from the White House on what, if any, progress was made over the congressional recess on some sort of border security package, you know, new policy changes that Republicans are pushing for. But certainly one of the more one of the thornier issues in Congress and unlikely to have made substantial progress that we would see. Yeah. Next few days.
Nobody wants, this is a deadlock, right? I mean, is it safe to say within the politics that you cover every day, our team covers in Washington, that there's deadlock or gridlock on immigration?
Well, when you talk to the negotiators, they seem maybe cautiously optimistic that they were making some progress before Congress left for the Christmas recess and all of us took a couple of weeks off. And so we'll have to get an update from them on exactly whether there was enough progress to actually come up with legislation. And I feel like this issue is one of those really tricky issues that requires legislative text. That's something we heard from lawmakers before they departed, that they really needed to get into the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty of what changes to asylum policy, to parole for asylum seekers who do cross the southern border. Those little issues are going to be the key difference between whether this becomes yet another chapter in the failed effort to address the crisis at the southern border, or a real substantial issue that can get bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate and get President Joe Biden's signature.
Zach, what's the sense of timing on this? Because this is, as you said, a complicated piece of legislation tying together foreign aid with border security. Any sense that this is fast-tracked, or what's the sense of timing?
I would be surprised if we see this bill pass, you know, next week when Congress comes back. You know, the Senate's got a couple of nominees it wants to get off its plate. There is a funding deadline coming up January 19th that would fund Department of Agriculture, FDA, energy, water programs, military construction. You could see something like this ride on that government funding bill, you know, that bill that will need to pass in order to avoid a government shutdown in a couple of weeks. And so maybe look for some action on that front. But it really does depend on whether they were able to unlock these disagreements on the border policy.
And Paul, there's two kinds of dates here. There's a Zach Cohen, I think January 19th, and also we drift into February for a second date.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so we're just going to have. So, Zach, you know, people tell me this is an election year. So at what point during calendar year 24 does politics overtake legislation?
It's probably on a gradient, right? The closer and closer you get to 2024, the harder and harder it gets. You've got the primaries coming up in Iowa starting this month and then on to New Hampshire. And then I imagine this summer when there are presidential nominees chosen in Milwaukee and then Chicago, that it starts to get a little harder for either party to agree to give the other party any sort of legislative win that they can campaign on going into the fall. I think the legislative deadlines here will be important because those tend to force some sort of congressional action. That's why these deadlines, January 19th and February 2nd, to fund the government are particularly important, as well as some others coming up to renew authorities for the Federal Aviation Administration and FISA surveillance.
So I'm absolutely fascinated, Zach, by the migrant issue and the news of the last 6-7 days, hugely political, hugely emotional, and we at Bloomberg are trying to take a center tendency here. Are the senators in the House engaged in the debate? Do they see the same image as we see?
Certainly, you have members across the spectrum who, you know, have very strong opinions about this issue. One of the reasons that they didn't get to an agreement before they left for the Christmas recess was you had, you know, hardline Republicans in the Senate and the House arguing that in order to unlock aid for Ukraine, for instance, they would need to see dramatic scale down in the amount of migrants crossing the southern border. And then you've got folks on the left, the progressives in the House and the Senate, Latino lawmakers who are asking for, well, wait a minute, we don't want to make it harder for people's families to make the crossing and to come to this country for economic benefit. That's there are a couple of negotiators that are getting into the weeds, but certainly everybody's got a thought on it.
Paul, Pew Research, here are the facts.
Yep.
Immigrants today are 13.7% of the population. Triple where it was in 1970, 4.8%, went from 5% out to almost 14%. In 1890, Paul, that's when, you know, that's a few years ago, the peak was 14.8%. So we're getting near the peak that was all that emotion of 1890, 1900.
Yeah, that's a great perspective there. And it just goes to Zach's point here where, you know, it just feels like this is the time for, I think on both sides, let's just get something better on the books here as it relates to immigration policy. And where do you think this ranks, Zach, on kind of the congressional to-do list?
I think it's right up there with avoiding a government shutdown in a couple of weeks.
That's a good one.
I think all of these things, I think especially because the authority for the government to actually send arms and materiel to Kyiv expired at the end of last month or last week, that certainly creates some incentive for lawmakers to unlock some sort of deal to make sure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and soldiers on the ground in its war to rebut the Russian invasion have the arms that they need. And so we could see some increased attention to that issue. And that's why I think these funding deadlines will be key, because it'll give a legislative vehicle, something that'll work its way through the House and the Senate and to President Biden's desk or some of the consequences of inaction.
Zach, thank you so much. With a brief, Zach Cohen here with Bloomberg Government on Congress.